Oh, that was about as intense for you as it was for me with the mental body. Woo! Wow. I don't even know if it's hard to like come back to the place where you want to like even talk after, you know. It's like I always wonder, it's like, do I just keep going till 9 and then just hang up? Or but I think it's important for us to get a chance to just come back into the field and interact a bit more mentally, let's say, because we can stay in there a long time. If that's one thing I can teach you all, is that how long it's possible to stay in that field. You know, our mind thinks it's so hard to meditate for a long time. And it's like, once you're in there, oof. Big hugs to Anna and Kemi. It's really nice to see you. I've been sending you lots of love.
Okay, I can do. It's interesting. I'm always waiting. I'm always thinking, okay, somebody will want to talk first, but that's okay. So I can share from my part. It was really interesting with the bodies, how it was slowly getting there. But when we did reach the mental one, like everywhere, it was as if I was shivering. So yeah. That was huge, like for this one. And then it was with the emotional one, it was kind of wings, as if there was wings there. Mm. So that was interesting for this one.
That's kind of cool.
And at some point you talked about the healthy adult in the heart. And then this one, there was chills, like on the arms only. So that was really interesting, like to feel it like that. And it's interesting as well, as the beginning of this call, there was like some of you like know like for a while. So there was this, techno tutor team, okay, that I'm with for over a year now. Mm-hmm. And almost a year and a half, and they do retreat sometimes. And I didn't go in the past because I was with the cottages, and now it's and they have one coming up in June, and I felt I like going. But then there's a guy who wrote to me at the beginning of this call and says, oh, the ticket's like kind of it's still midnight. So I was like, okay, how do I feel? Like, do I go? Or, mm-hmm. And then, so I did register to the thing at some point. Like, so I felt it was like, okay. So it's a big leap for me because, it's like, okay, whatever. I'm gonna be going, so it's lots of good, because it's not nearby, okay. So that will mean like I'll have to take a plane, and then there's gonna be like lots of stuff, and it's about the kids, and it's about. But I'm like, okay, it's gonna be working out. So anyway,
no wonder the mental body was like.
Maybe that's why, yeah. So that was my experience for this one. So thanks to you all. So yeah, that's my next step.
Yeah, like this thing that you were talking about, the arms. I don't know if you ever heard of the sheathing exercises. If you did the, I think you did the shadow dancing thing with Derek. It's in module 4. It's like a process where you just very, very, very softly rub your arms at the same time as you're like working on a wound or feeling something. And it's like, it's a very soothing and loving process. And that's what's coming in for me when you're talking.
Yeah, it's the one we do this and we talk, think about stuff as we count backwards type thing. Yeah. Make sure like the mind is busy doing something else.
Just doing that is so soothing. It's incredibly soothing. It's just you're basically giving yourself a soul hug kind of thing. Your soul's giving you a hug kind of thing, you know? Like, so yeah. Cool.
Thanks. Thank you all for being here. So we go through this.
Come on. I'm doing it together.
Yeah. Oh, and there was stuff. I'm just looking at my notes. There was stuff that came up too. All of it, maybe not, but there was time because I was in the army. So there was time where there was kind of corruption and les enquêtes.
Inquiries?
Yeah. And then, so I was talking to stuff like that. And mm-hmm. all of this came back like about. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Wow. Decluttering. That's the theme. Thank you, Anna.
Decluttering's not only for houses.
Yeah. Okay. Over now. All of you, you may talk.
All right, who's next? If you want, we got 15 minutes left. This is not an obligation. You don't need to share if you don't want to. It's good to share, though. It just brings the energies up. Hey, Jeanette, you're in the dark. You unmuted yourself, but we don't hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hear you now. Yes.
I had to move the whole time. It was that old thing I used to get where I just couldn't sit still.
Interesting.
Partly because I overdid it at work last night and hadn't worked it out of my body yet. But it worked if I just kind of rolled on a tennis ball and wiggled around the whole time. I was able to focus better. And felt it was very calming because I was in the beginning, the breathing was hard to do. I've been really tense. And so through the process and the downloads, and it was really helpful when you said to open and surrender periodically, to focus on that, because I often try to repeat what you're saying in my mind as if I'll get it better. But it was helpful to just focus on opening and surrendering and receiving. And then that was really calming once I was able to do that.
Nice.
Yeah. And felt really cool feeling all the fields at once, all the field of all the energy bodies. Felt really connecting, and so it just took me a while to settle into it. I've really been having a hard time being able to do the meditations and had to leave the last J-Sump, so haven't been able to get in back into it. So, so thank you all. It was really nice to feel the connection with everyone.
Yay. And it's like, you know, like sometimes we need to move around, and that's okay. You know, it's like, can't let the mind be like, I'm supposed to meditate and not move. you know, like, just like if stuff needs to move out of the body, like Jeanette, you know, like our common mentor Tamara, like when energy is going through her, she's like, ah! She's like all over the place, you know. So it's like the energy moves however it needs to move through your nervous system. So right on for like accepting to move instead of like trying to force yourself to not move, you know, which actually allowed your body to know, like, hey, okay, she's got me, she's with me, you know. And then it was able to surrender more. So that's cool. Sometimes like I try to meditate, I'm like, I have to go walk, and I like literally meditate while I'm walking. So it's like it's good to be able to adapt to what the body needs at that time, and not consider that means you're not doing it. So yes. And yes, I agree, man. That merge, oh my God, feeling all the bodies at the same time. I was like, woo. I was practicing that earlier. I was like, oh my God, I want to do 2 hours just of that. You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeanette.
Well, thank you all.
Yeah. Yay. Yay for the container.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Luis, do you want to share anything? It doesn't have to be much.
I really was focusing on the visual of the white silver beam and just feeling it flow through me. And at one point, really, I'm not gonna lie, I fell asleep.
You fell asleep. That's okay.
I did. I feel so bad.
You did that wrong. No.
When I fell asleep.
We've all fallen asleep.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I felt terrible. Like,
No.
I wasn't even sleepy. But the sensation I was having around my stomach area, or just below my abdomen, wasn't particularly pleasant, you know, and I fell asleep.
All right.
So that's what happened to me. So I think I was just, I feel a little disappointed in myself, you know, like.
Okay. And so we need to just kind of deprogram that, because what happens, everyone here has had that happen. We're in the middle of talking about something, it gets uncomfortable, and all of a sudden, you're like, where the fuck did I go? You know, like, so sometimes it's the subconscious mind that just knocks you out so that the work can keep happening without the conscious mind interfering with like, oh, that doesn't feel good. That doesn't feel good. I don't like that. No. If it can feel that you're going to spin, sometimes it'll just knock you out. So the energy keeps flowing. So it's actually not, oh, I didn't do that right. You know, oh, I fell asleep when I was supposed to keep my hands on the wheel. Sometimes that happens. Yeah, sometimes it happens because the subconscious mind's like, nope, we're not ready to work on that. And then it'll just knock you out. But most of the time it happens so that the energy can go deeper. When you came back, did you still have that pain?
No, but I had the beam.
Yeah.
As clear as a bell, like clear. Yeah. Because like Jeanette said, I struggled a little bit at the beginning too, like with the breathing, it felt forced, which is a little, like I felt I had to really concentrate on lengthening my breath and retaining my breath. And then I relaxed and it was working and I had my nice visual, and then the first thing I noticed before I fell asleep was my breathing was, I was holding my breath again, right? So I had to refocus on this and I could have that nice beam again. And it's a really powerful feeling and visual. Like I really feel like I'm not just, things aren't just beaming through me, but beaming out of me. Like it's a really nice sensation. So when I woke back up, I was able to be in that beam
Yeah.
I don't know how else to describe it.
So like for me, that this is how we know that you falling asleep was actually the work going deeper, because when you came back to, the pain, the discomfort wasn't there anymore. It got worked on without you being in the way. Because our conscious mind can get in the way. Someone's like, yes, exactly. You know. Yes. So
well, I'm not surprised. Like my mind, as in your talk prior to this, I'm thinking, oh, as we're talking about these core wounds, of course I start thinking about core wounds, and then I'm thinking quite a lot about it actually. And it's things I don't think about ever. Mm-hmm. I don't think about this, right? I just tuck it away and
mm-hmm.
So anyway, well, I appreciate the reassurance because I was feeling kind of ashamed.
You can ask anyone on this call. They have all had that experience. Okay. They have all had that experience.
Also, your voice is so relaxing and it's very nice. I'm so happy to be in this group and I'm so glad I was able to change my schedule to be here.
Yes, we're super glad to have you. We're super glad to have you, and you can fall asleep all you want because the work's just going deeper. It's okay. None of us are talking and interacting during the process anyways, right? So, what would be funny is if I fell asleep during the process. Yes. Be like, man, was she going to talk again? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, Thanks, Louise.
Thank you.
It's very nice to have you with us. We're very glad you're with us.
Thank you so much.
All right. Oh, Kay's cat is going to give us a testimonial. Want to say anything, Kay?
Hi, everybody. he's always there every time I'm doing
it. Yeah, of course.
Process or yoga or anything. The yoga is more everything healing active is more his brother, but mm-hmm. it is really, really when I'm going into my real self or into the cosmos or the source or anything like that. He's always there. But what I can say about tonight, I don't know. I think I'm starting to be really connected with all my beings.
Yeah.
Can I say? So when you were talking at the beginning, you want to know what I was doing? Because I need this in the house. I was smelling the odor of bay leaves, but I don't have no more. So I was searching for bay leaves for purifying the house while you were talking about what you were talking about. And I was observing myself doing that. And I was like, ah, ha, ha. You're still playing games with me, but we're still going to do the work, whatever you do, you know. So so I went into the meditation with you all. And wow. Louise, you're not alone. You know, I really like, and I cannot say that I was sleeping because I'm doing meditation since more than 20 years now. So I can say truly that when you feel, because it's a feeling of going to sleep deeply, most of the time it's just that because like Julie said, you are going deeper into your real being, doing decluttering, like the word of tonight, you know. So, and I can say that I'm doing that tonight, you know. Like, I can tell it's already started.
Yeah, she's in a liver flush process.
So I went into the meditation. I was thinking I was sleeping, but I know myself and I know all the process now. It's like I don't know what's going on really, like with my mind, but I know that I am into a very deep healing process right now in these days. And and instead of being afraid and instead of being just having pain and just big emotion and everything, it's like I am observing all that things happening to me and I'm living trust.
Yes.
Like faith and trust instead of all what my personal earth is living.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot say what was happening during the meditation, but I was into this trust that the angels or my soul or whatever it was really, I was held by something, like I was floating into the universe.
Hmm.
Like I wasn't even here, and I was here and I wasn't even there, but I was there at the same time. So, but I was seeing all the process happening, all the things happening and the feeling of light and, you know, remembering like who we really are and what's really going on and not what we think it's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that was my little sharing for tonight, because I have to keep some for myself. I don't think I'm going to sleep tonight, you know, but that's great. So big love to you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
You want to say something?
It's just well said. It's well said. For us to realize, it's like it doesn't really matter what our mind thinks about it. This is not mental. It's not mental what we're doing here. It's very energetic and it's like spiritual, you know, like it's beyond the mind. So at a certain point, it's okay to just be okay with the mind not knowing what's going on. And it's like, it's okay. Instead of it being like, oh my God, what's going on? I don't understand. It's okay. It's okay that it doesn't understand.
Yeah.
It'll understand after.
Exactly. Because we are not the physical being.
Exactly.
We are into this physical being, which we need to feed love to it. We need to embrace it. We need to forgive ourselves to not respect it.
Yeah.
But we are what we are inside. And we signed a contract before we came here. So we're just working so hard just to remember so simply, like we really are as love and light being.
Yeah.
And thank you, Julie, because
that's the job.
I'm there with you, you know, I'm there with you. Like, I'm not going to let you go. You know, I'm going to always be with you. Whatever you're doing as work, thinking that it's big work, you can do it, sister, because you're so, wow. You know, it's been 20 something years we working together. And really, you're like, wow, thank you.
Thank you. All right, Louis, you want to pitch in a little something before we tend to start with Caro and then with Anna and Camille. I notice we have a pattern here.
I caught myself, I don't know if it was falling asleep, but I went into deeper states of meditation.
Yeah.
And I was aware of it. So it was like kind of a funny feeling because I was aware of that, hitting that stage when it was happening. And it was just funny to feel that. I might have felt that before. I don't remember. But I almost at first thought I fell asleep, but then I realized that I was aware that I was in the state. So how could I be asleep?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And I think it might have been during the mental part of it. That was definitely
the mental body?
Yeah, the mental body.
Mm.
I felt a lot of stuff in my face, like structures that were being like tension, a lot of pulling into my face, the cheekbones. And it's like almost like rubber bands that were being like tensed up. I don't remember the feelings associated with the uncomfortable feelings as much as I remember when I was going through them, but that I was able to recognize a lot of the uncomfortable feelings. I saw a lot of visuals too. At one point I saw myself falling. And then when I fell and I hit the very end of the fall, I hit this floor and it just bounced me. And I was like, I was fine.
Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah. But yeah, I can't, it's almost like I don't remember. So I don't know if that's a good thing, like my mind's not that involved or.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I like that. Even if we think about this idea of forgive and forget, it's kind of like if you release something and you go deep enough, what's left? What's left that has to be like kept track of and remembered and stored and rah, 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 like just
It's a bit different because a lot of times I'll be almost like still on, oh, I remember feeling this in the meditation or something like that. It'll be lingering and I'll be thinking about it. This was a bit different. And that I'm not like.
I think the most important thing you're saying in here is, to me, it feels like you hit a theta state. It's like you're not asleep, but you're deeper. You're so deep that you could think you're asleep, but I think it's not the right word. Like you're so deep that it could be interpreted as you're sleeping, except that you're aware of where you are. So you're not, you know, wow, that's a really interesting place. Like to be in that level of depth of consciousness is what they normally call theta, state of consciousness. That's a state in which you can do some really powerful work, like a place where you can like really change programs very easily and quickly within yourself, because it's like such a deep place of like grounded being. Like, so I think that's very awesome, and that you had that moment of like, well, if I'm aware that I'm there, I can't be sleeping then, you know. It's so cool.
Yeah, and my body was so relaxed. Like I was floating in the cloud.
Yeah,
and I almost couldn't move my body. It almost felt like a positive version of like sleep paralysis. Or
yeah. Me too. I felt like that. At a certain point, I was like, I couldn't move. I was just talking. Only my mouth was moving, and I was like, wow, I can't move even if I wanted to right now. Interesting. It's like just so deep. It's nice. Cool. Oh, I like that. I like that. Thanks.
Thank you.
I have a little last thing to share because of Louis said what he said, because I was feeling the same at the end. When you start saying like tingle your body, I was like, but I can't, I wouldn't be able to come back. Like, it's like I was knowing that my body was here, but it's like I was in the space, or I don't know what, but I didn't thought that I would be able to move and open my eyes.
Mm.
Because as you see, I didn't open my cam right away. I was like, I couldn't move, you know?
So yeah, no, and it's always a debate for me. It's like, I could just keep bringing us deeper and deeper and then just hang up at 9 and let you kind of figure your way back to, oh, I'm in this room, like, oh, the call stopped. Or but I debate it sometimes. Sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. Yeah. Anna and Camille, do you want to share anything tonight, or?
Well, to begin with, the first thing when I went into feeling it in my heart was a lot of sadness. And then I realized, well, you basically said like, that it's related to our thoughts, and it's true. You know, I'm thinking a lot of my daughter these days. Most people don't know, but my daughter died last week of a stroke. So that's still present. But anyways, and then, okay, letting go of the thought process and just feeling inside my body that there are different. So as the light was coming in, pouring in, that felt really good, tingling in my body. and I felt different wounds that were that I became more aware of the feelings of them at the level of the heart, kind of like a hole in the heart. And actually, on my left side of my heart, lower left side of the heart, there's kind of like a wound there too. Later on, there was kind of like if I received a punch in the stomach. And I didn't I didn't feel the need to link that to anything. And then there was something on the left side of my neck, almost touching the head. Yeah, between the neck and the head kind of thing. And those were things I was just becoming aware of. And then, you know, with the light being sent through all of this, connecting all of this, and I'd feel the shifts, like the, mm-hmm. you know, things reconnecting. And slowly healing.
Yosef, tu peux commencer sur ton téléphone si tu veux.
Sorry.
So all in all, I mean, the last part is just allowing this programming to this download to continue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How wonderful, right? To be able to just feel it and not let the mind kind of.
Yeah.
Because that's when the deepest clearing happens. And it's interesting, we're going to talk about that a little bit next month, because it's something that happens with the mind that tries to get involved in it and wants to analyze it. And then it keeps it trapped. It keeps it trapped. The more we're able to just be there with it as a presence and just let it, I'm here. So awesome, Kimmy.
And what's coming now is just, okay, now. Let's also wrap it in love.
Of course. Oh, there was a sentence I said in there that was so awesome. Teach me to be a field of love in which all energies feel safe, in which all energies in me feel safe. Wow. That for all of us. Wow. That's so awesome, Kimmy. Yeah. Let it keep processing and just being there for it.
And have faith in it.
Of course, yeah. Have faith in the process, yeah.
Well, for me, at the beginning, my nervous system was really stressed because of our day. The last hour was just like really fast. So it was really good to do that breathing. I think I'm gonna implement that a bit more. And I was also in a kind of a sleep mode until you got to the emotional body. When you got to the emotional body, then like some energy was starting to really flow. And also for the heart field. Like lots of tears came and
good.
Yes. Yeah. And then there was just some kind of realization of like emotions that I've just been stuffing because we're just kind of in survival mode right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I am. And so, yeah, that was, and then also realizing, okay, I'm kind of stuck in this pattern of like being financially kind of dependent or trying to like pedal uphill financially. And I realized it's like, well, that's actually my family imprint. Like, that's what I was raised with. So it's this question to me, like, what's wrong with me? You know, it's like, oh, well, actually, this is my map of reality. So.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's, it gets interesting.
Yeah.
It gets interesting.
Like, I would like to know what to do, but I just.
One of the things that's going to get interesting for you, Anna, when you work on, you know, the map, there's like our little personal map of reality, and then there's the map of reality that is kind of like the map of reality of our family kind of thing. And when we start really releasing some of these beliefs, one of the weird things that happens is we come to face the part of us that feels that we are not in loyalty to our family if we let that go and we change it. So that'll be a fun one to work with. That'll come up eventually. Like for me, it has a lot to do with, I was raised in an environment with a lot of mental illness. And the minute I attract myself relationships with people, intimate relationships with people that have, you know, that are not mentally super stable, like, because that's the map of reality that I grew up with. And the minute, and when I want to extend my map and decide, no, I'm going to be with someone that's mentally healthy, then that feels like I'm being disloyal to my entire family, or that I'm like abandoning them or something, you know, like it brings up all these, like, so that'll be fun to work with.
Yeah, I need that.
Yeah. I think I sound like a sadicus when I sound like some kind of person that enjoys pain, but it's I say that because it's you free them by freeing it from you, but it doesn't feel like that when facing it, you know.
No, I agree, but yeah. I like that you're enthusiastic, because like I feel a bit desperate at this point. So it's like, all right, let's do it, you know.
Yeah. And that's kind of another piece. Like we also get to feel, as we open up our fields to feeling trapped emotions in our bodies at a higher level, we also carry a lot of trapped emotions from our genetic lines and our ancestors. That's kind of like we're going into deeper work, but like still. So the more you're able to feel that in your body, the distress of that and the pain of that and the stress of that, you know what I mean? Like that's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to help release it. Yeah. Oof. I feel that in the plexus. A little bit higher than the plexus, but. Hi. Yay. So nice to see you.
Just want to share that I feel all the love of all of us sending to Anna and Camille.
Yeah.
But I can also say, like, if you just, you know, touch your heart and connect with our soul family, like, they are all there with you guys, with all of us. But...
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't want to talk. I didn't want to talk, but I have to. Not now, not tonight. Take some time for yourself, for both of you. But I know we're going to have to talk together, because I'm a speaker for both sides. And every time that they come through me to talk to the person who stays on heart, I'm always like very impressed I'm doing that. So not now, because not the time. You are both sides need time. But we're gonna have to talk whenever you feel that it's open.
Yeah, well, okay, Caroline or I can put you in direct contact with Anna.
With Anna and Camille.
Yeah.